Thanks again for tuning in to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Today we conclude our series of lessons on the subject, What Doth Hinder Me to Be Baptized? In 5 previous lessons we learned a lack of faith, repentance, understanding the design of baptism, a lack of understanding the act of baptism, that is, whether baptism is a burial in water or a sprinkling of water over the candidate, and a lack of realizing just who should be baptized. All of these may be, and oftentimes are, a hindrance to one's being baptized. Today we shall consider one more hindrance to our being baptized. The Scripture says, But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of Him. Luke 7:30. Friend, if we reject the counsel of God, we cannot be baptized. To reject the counsel of God is to reject His teaching. The Pharisees and lawyers rejected the preaching of John the Baptist, and consequently they rejected the counsel of God. Many today are just like these Pharisees and lawyers. They too reject the plain teaching of God's Word about baptism. The Bible says that baptism is for the remission of sins. But someone will say, Let me tell you how Jesus saved me, which experience always involves some other way of salvation than that revealed in the Bible. Well, what are they doing? They are rejecting the counsel of God against themselves. When one says that baptism does not save, in spite of Peter's words to the contrary, in 1 Peter 3:21, what again are they doing? They are rejecting the counsel of God against themselves. Friend, don't make the mistake of rejecting God's Word. Such rejection of the Word of God will forever seal your fate in an ever-burning hell. Jesus said in John 12:48, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Ladies and gentlemen, think it over. It's a serious matter. Do not let anything come between you and obeying the command to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, Acts 2:38. And thanks once again for listening.